KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's time for a look at the news. It's a Tuesday, the 17th day of April for 2018. A resident filed her complaints to the city, and the council received news of delays to the Main Street Bridge Replacement Project at last night's Sutter Creek City Council meeting. Longtime resident Georgia Fox was given her own agenda item at the council meeting. The focus of Fox's ire was the construction of a new home on the previously vacant lot next to her own home. Her objections included the size of the new building, its closeness to her property line, and the lack of any notice sent to neighbors or public review process for that building. Now, Sutter Creek City Attorney Derek Cole addressed the issue, saying that the new building had met all of the city's requirements for a building permit, had not required a public review, and as it was already under construction, any new changes to the city's rule would not affect the project. Also, at last night's Sutter Creek City Council meetings, the city's engineering staff informed the council that the recent wet weather has delayed the start of the Main Street Bridge construction project, which will likely push the project now into a second year of construction. Contractors must wait until water flows in the creek go down to levels that can be diverted easily and safely. But the recent rains have now pushed that start time back more than 2 weeks.
As the investigation into the shooting death of motorcyclist Jack Watts continues, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office again asking for the public's help. According to the Sheriff's Office, the main issue with the investigation is the area, which is fairly remote, also that there were no witnesses. 43-year-old Watts of Manteca was riding his motorcycle with friends Sunday afternoon, April 8th. The group had stopped for a short time, and Watts rode ahead of his friends, who came upon him along Highway 26 between Moke Hill and Paloma, suffering from a gunshot wound. Watts later died. Now, Calaveras Sheriff detectives are urging members of the public to contact the Calaveras County Investigation Tip Line at 754-6030 with any information pertinent to the case. Now, anyone traveling Highway 26 between Moke Hill and Highway 12 on Sunday the 8th between 4 and 6 p.m. that may have info on the case are asked to call. Now, all residents of the Highway 26 corridor between Glencoe, Railroad Flat, and Paloma Road that own video surveillance systems capturing 26 are urged to contact the Sheriff's Office. Again, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Investigations Tip Line is 754-6030.
And procrastinators, if you haven't filed your taxes yet, you have until 11:59 tonight to do so. And if you still need more time, well, you can always file for an extension. Just fill out Form 4868, and you get 6 months of extra time, making your new tax deadline October 15th. Now, that doesn't mean you're off the hook. In fact, you may owe more money. While you can extend the time to file your taxes, though, the government still expects you to make a payment to what your estimated tax liability may be. And if you don't make that payment, you can have a penalty and interest charges racking up for those 6 months. To find out how much you may owe, look at last year's return. The best thing to do, according to the IRS, is to just look at your gross income and your total deductible expenses, and as long as they're approximately the same as this year, you can calculate what your tax liability might be. Just try not to underpay Uncle Sam.
The Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians invites the community to join them for the 5th annual Chasse Day event, Saturday, May 26th, and Sunday the 27th at the Indian Grinding Rock State Park near Volcano. Now, over the past 5 years, the tribe have led and completed the restoration efforts at the Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park, including the traditional roundhouse. They now invite the public to join them in welcoming spring with Native American games, cuisine, dancing, crafts, guided park tours, and much more. The event opened from 9:30 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon both days. Admission is free. The Indian Grinding Rock State Park, located on Pine Grove Volcano Road. For additional event info or for Native American craft and vendor registration, contact Anya at 223-8731.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.